Back-to-back sell-offs on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Stocks tumbling again, adding to Friday's 1,000-point plunge amid concern about the Fed's rate hike strategy. While gas prices are still falling, diesel prices are heading back up.
Today, diesel sits at $5.05, $1.80 higher than a year ago, and that recent climb marks the first time prices have surpassed $5 since peaking at $5.81 in mid-June.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady.
That uptick in diesel is worrying, and that's because it's known as the canary in the coal mine, with diesel powering the economy. We've seen less demand to go drive your gas-powered car, but when you're ordering online, your products still have to get to you somehow.
Right now, the Dow's down about 122 points. Oil prices getting back over $96 a barrel. School officials in a small Texas town say they have a crisis on their hands, with fentanyl blamed in the deaths of three teens in the past month. A suspected overdose killing a 10th grader just over a week ago in Kyle, southwest of Austin.
The Kyle, Texas fire chief tells us since the start of 2022, his department has responded to at least 16 fentanyl-related overdoses, seven of which have been fatal, including two other Hays County students, both high school seniors, both just 17, and both died earlier this summer in separate overdose cases.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. Kyle Police and the Hays Independent School District jointly urging parents to talk to their kids, noting that fentanyl is often hidden in other drugs or in what they may think is legitimate medication. The Justice Department says it's finished with a review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month, disclosing in a court filing today that the review found a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. This as a federal judge considers Trump's motion for a third-party review of the materials. A hearing on that set for Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's hope for less flooding than first feared in Mississippi, a day after evacuation orders.
The Pearl River in Jackson, Mississippi is now cresting lower than the predicted 36 feet, although not much lower. Yet it is still enough to maybe spare some livelihood, says Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
We actually think the peak now probably will be at 35.5 feet rather than 36. That half a foot actually should lead to significantly fewer homes being inundated with water.
Record-setting rains over the past days have wreaked havoc. It still might be a couple of days before the water clears away enough for people to check on their properties. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Deadly clashes in Iraq after a prominent Shiite cleric announces he'll resign from politics. Hundreds of angry followers storming the government palace in response. Medical officials say clashes with security forces left at least one protester dead, a dozen injured. The Iraqi government has been deadlocked since the party of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr won the largest share of seats in parliamentary races last October, but not enough to secure a majority government. Al-Sadr has called for early elections and dissolution of parliament and has announced retirement before as a tactic to gain leverage. Technical difficulties forcing NASA to postpone the first launch of its new moon rocket. They could try again as early as Friday.
Engineers were unable to cool one of the engines to the optimal temperature range to handle the rocket's supercooled liquid hydrogen and oxygen fuel within the two-hour launch window. The next possible launch dates would be September 2nd and 5th. The Artemis 1 mission is intended to stress test NASA's new space launch system Freedom rocket, its most powerful ever, as well as the Orion spacecraft perched at the top.
Fox's Jonathan Seri at Kennedy Space Center. The plan is for future Artemis missions to carry astronauts back to the moon. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.